Agrégation interne d'anglais 2013. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
This week we've been exploring an issue that has jumped up a few spots on the agenda here in Washington, immigration. Congress and the Obama administration have hinted they're ready to deal with the issue in a comprehensive way next year. That's a big change coming after a decade of congressional mandates focused on securing the U.S.-Mexico border. So today we look at how well those mandates have worked and just how we know if the border is secure. Here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
President Reagan in 1984.
It is true our borders are out of control.
California Governor Pete Wilson in 1994.
I'm suing to force the federal government to control the border.
President Obama last year.
Government has a responsibility to enforce the law and secure our borders.
Since the mid-1980s, the Border Patrol has quintupled in size, going from about 4,000 to more than 20,000 agents. The government has built some 700 miles of fencing and vehicle barriers. It's placed thousands of ground sensors, lights, radar towers, and cameras along the border. And Customs and Border Protection is now flying drones and manned helicopters to locate smugglers and rescue stranded immigrants. So here's the question. Is the Southwest border secure? The number of illegal crossers apprehended is at a 40-year low. The weak job market in the U.S. and an improving economy in Mexico are partly responsible. The amount of drugs being seized continues near record highs. Yet violent crime in border cities on the U.S. side has gone down. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
If I were a police chief of a major city, and I came in and I said we had reduced crime in 4 years by 70-80%, people would say, that's a great job. You know, you're a great police chief. If you took that and applied it to what's been going on along the Southwest border, you'd have to say objectively the same thing.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
This week we've been exploring an issue that has jumped up a few spots on the agenda here in Washington, immigration. Congress and the Obama administration have hinted they're ready to deal with the issue in a comprehensive way next year. That's a big change coming after a decade of congressional mandates focused on securing the U.S.-Mexico border. So today we look at how well those mandates have worked and just how we know if the border is secure. Here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
President Reagan in 1984.
It is true our borders are out of control.
California Governor Pete Wilson in 1994.
I'm suing to force the federal government to control the border.
President Obama last year.
Government has a responsibility to enforce the law and secure our borders.
Since the mid-1980s, the Border Patrol has quintupled in size, going from about 4,000 to more than 20,000 agents. The government has built some 700 miles of fencing and vehicle barriers. It's placed thousands of ground sensors, lights, radar towers, and cameras along the border. And Customs and Border Protection is now flying drones and manned helicopters to locate smugglers and rescue stranded immigrants.
Blue team with white shoes.
So here's the question. Is the Southwest border secure? The number of illegal crossers apprehended is at a 40-year low. The weak job market in the U.S. and an improving economy in Mexico are partly responsible. The amount of drugs being seized continues near record highs. Yet violent crime in border cities on the U.S. side has gone down. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
If I were a police chief of a major city and I came in and I said we had reduced crime in 4 years by 70-80%, people would say, that's a great job. You know, you're a great police chief. If you took that and applied it to what's been going on along the Southwest border, you'd have to say objectively the same thing.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.